W, KN4 VWA.
What you doing this morning, W2T?
I got an old boy out of hot water with the state folks. Did some calibration certification on another machine today.
Looking at making that money.
I hope so. I just hope I get paid. Some of these guys are running up on real hard times with their practices, even in medical.
Yep, I'm sure they are. And my doctor over here, his office stays busy. And even during these times, but there's like six doctors in there, and I think they've got four nurse practitioners and about six or eight physician's assistants and nurses and everything else. So, you know, they've got, and they keep busy.
That sounds like part of the hospital system.
Actually, these guys are not part of any of either of the hospital systems. This is Spartanburg. They're over here on Reedville Road in Spartanburg. They're a separate group.
I didn't think there was any independent practices still around.
They may be affiliated with one or the other, but I don't think so, because I never, all of my bills come, all of my stuff is handled through their people and back to my, practice, everything direct, so, and all. But they're Spartanburg family, they're family physicians on Reedville Road in Spartanburg.
That. Well, I didn't know there was such a thing anymore. Matter of fact, I thought they had gotten taken over by Spartanburg Regional a long time ago. But anyhow, hey, you know what? You got to keep the scorecard these days to see who owns who. And as a matter of fact, if they were part of the Mary Black Group, they just got absorbed into the Spartanburg system. You know, Mary Black got absorbed, right?
Oh yeah, because a couple that goes to my church, she worked for Mary Black, and now she's part of the regional. Of course, she's a surgery nurse, so she doesn't have to do every. She's not in there every day, you know.
But now you do know that Spartanburg Regional is opening back up to elective surgeries again.
Yep, I saw that the other day.
That is a good thing for, you know, the big orthopedic clinics like my wife and like Orthopedic Associates, because that's their lifeline, man.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. And one of these days I will probably need somebody like them to do some surgery on me, because I've got, I've got the things, problems cropping up, and I know it's going to be one of these days going to have something done. And, but that's what it is. So, so I guess you're on your way back home now?
Spartanburg, and grabbed something out of my wife's car that I left in there yesterday. I took my wife's car and took it up and had it serviced, and I checked all the codes in it. Did a bunch of stuff to it, so she drove my little spare, and I got it done, and I left some things in the car, and I got to go over there and get them.
You had a good excuse to take her some lunch.
That'd be all right, except one of the things in the car is my wallet.
And you are driving around without it, huh?
Well, you know, there's not much choice. But, like I said, I'm on my way over there to get it.
You do if you get stopped, right?
It's worse, but I haven't been stopped by a police officer in 6 years.
They've not had a reason to stop you. Anyway, so, well, hopefully you'll have a good day and get everything done and get back home without anything happening. We'll catch you later. I just heard you in there and wanted to holler at you. And all I heard you hollering at Jimmy. And so maybe you can keep him out of trouble. So, and you and Dave are going to go cycle riding tomorrow, huh?
Well, that's the plan. The weather is supposed to be good tomorrow, so if the weather holds out, yeah, we're going, man.
Some cycle riding when I was very young, but after I had watched a couple of friends of mine get hurt real bad. Of course, when I was young and cycle riding, you know, you had to actually shift the gears on the center of the cycle. So anyway, well, you have a good one, and behave yourself and stay out of trouble. We'll talk to you later. KN4VWA, W2T.
Was that one of those tank shifters with a foot clutch?
Yep.
You do know that leads to the next question. How old was the bike and how old were you, man?
Let's see. I was 17, 18, and the cycle was quite a bit older than I was. So I don't remember how old the cycle was, but it was kind of old. And all. This was back in 1964.
My recollection, they went away from a foot shift and a gear shift on the tank back in the 40s, brother.
I didn't say this was a new cycle now. Not once did I say that. It was an old one. But we had fun riding around. We didn't ride it anywhere but on the Air Force Base in the, because my friend lived out there in the Air Force Base housing at Charleston Air Force Base, and we would ride around out there a little bit on that. We wouldn't ride it very far, and we didn't take it out on the road, needless to say.
How about that? A friend of mine retired from the Air Force. He was a one-star, and his last command was there at Charleston. He was wing commander down there at Charleston when he retired. Matter of fact, I think they've still got his Ford LTD staff car in one of the old 130s sitting over in the back of the hangar somewhere. That was many years ago. He passed away about 2 years ago.
Well, I lived in that area. I lived there from 1957 when we moved back here. My mom brought us back to South Carolina after my dad died out there in San Diego, where he was stationed at 8th Naval District Headquarters. And we came back here to, well, actually to a little town called St. George, and then we moved down to Charleston. She went to work for the Air Force Base Commissary and worked there for 20, 25 years or so. And before I graduated from high school, I had a chance to, I made some friends out there, got a chance to, hang around with the guys out there. And in fact, a couple of years, a couple of summers, and one Christmas, I got to help bag groceries out there at the commissary and made a nice chunk of change for that couple week period. So anyway, that's how I know it. And I was there, you know, I lived there from 57 to 76 when the wife and I moved up here. So I saw the big C-5s coming out there, and was out there looking at one of those one day when they had a rainstorm inside their hangar out there. So that tells you something.
Yep. And see, back then, the base was way out of town, wasn't it?
Well, the intersection out there was called 10 Mile Hill. And you'd go there, you'd turn right and follow the road. If you were coming in from out of Charleston, coming down Highway 52, you'd make a right there at 10 Mile Hill. That would take you over to that side of the base, coming in the main gate of the base. And if you made a left there, you'd end up going down Remount Road to head all the way out to the weapons station out there, and also to the big paper plant out there. And then if you made a little turn off of that on the Amos Hall Road, you'd end up over in Berkeley County in the area where I went to school, elementary school and high school for about, from 1957 to 1965. Does that tell you something?
Well, there when the Nautilus, that first nuclear sub, was stationed out of Charleston. Remember the Navy yard there?
I was stationed at Mine Force Headquarters, U.S. Naval Station, Charleston, South Carolina, from 1966 till 1969. So, yeah, I know all about that. In fact, my dad was stationed there in the early 50s in 1955, he was stationed there, and 54 and 55, so he was there, too. So I know all about that area down there.
Yep. I remember when I was a kid, I think I was 12 years old. That would have been in 67 or 66. I was either 11 or 12. And we took the Gray Line tour boat all around there. And they actually took us up into the Navy Yard and let us see some of the Navy ships. And he pointed out the submarine Nautilus over there that first nuclear. And I'll never forget that.
Oh, yeah. And I bet you made the tour, you at some point in time down there made the tour out to Fort Sumter, too, didn't you?
Well, we did just about everything in Charleston, but at the time we tried to do the tour out to Sumter, but it was so packed over you couldn't get in there, so we did not get to go out to Sumter, even though I have been out there since then.
Well, you've got one up on me, because I never, both my sisters and my brother and my mother got to make trip out to Fort Sumter on class trips, and I never made that trip when I was there. In school, and that's the way it was. So anyway, well, good to talk to you. You take it easy. Be careful going across town, and watch the way the wind blows. It might blow you off the road. Talk to you later. KN4VWA W2T.
Rusty Jet batting down the hatches, because N4MMW was telling me that we got some bad stuff rolling in, and they've already got Aries on 4-7 linked up down to Columbia. So keep your head down, stay dry. 73, KN4VWA clear.
ZX. Gentlemen, I appreciate being able to hear you talk about that, because my wife was born in 1966. Of course, I robbed the cradle in 1960. K4ZZX.
Well, there you go. I was born in 55, and all of my memories from down there was in 66 and 67.
Name on this end is Steve Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo. I'm on the mobile, moving around.
Hey, well, Steve, the handle on this end is Steve, and KN4VWA. Well, you have a good day. And I'll tell you the same thing I just told Rusty. Keep your head down and stay dry. This afternoon is supposed to get pretty rough. KN4VWA, clear.
We'll sure try to do that. I appreciate you coming back to me and talking. 73's to you. Hope you have a wonderful day. Maybe we'll catch you again sometime out here. Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray clear.
Hey, W4NGU.
GU KN4VWA. What's happening, baby?
We're going to be in Spartanburg.
Just crossed over 29 on 85, and I'm headed over to by the hospital and pick up a couple of things from my wife's car. I don't know if you heard me talking to Rusty or not, but I'm going to pick up a couple of things, and then I'm going to make a beeline for the house.
Awfully noisy. I might have an antenna problem. Can you copy okay, or you want to QSY to A1?
No, I've got you clear. Am I not clear?
You're clear. I said the repeater is not to me for some reason.
Well, okay, let's try something real quick. I'm going to give you about 5 seconds dead, Keith, to see if there's any background. And then you come back to me and give me about 2 or 3 seconds of voice and then go dead, Keith, for me, okay? KN4VWA. Did I lose you?
I can't copy you very well. Can you QSY?
Where do you want to go?
A1, you said.
All right, I'm headed there now. That's over at G, right?